Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Gentlemen, we love watching run around in the number one for Torquay. We just don't seem to see him enough. We come to a Torquay game and he's on the sidelines because he's had a horror run with injury over the last two or three years. I do speak of the man they call Chook, Lucas Anderson, who joins us for Pool Works, and he's sitting alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Yes, Lucas, we just chatted pre-interview about your run with injury. You had that knee injury last year that you came back from, but can you explain the current one? It's a little bit of a fracture, I understand, in a spot that we probably don't hear of all that often. Can you explain what you've done to yourself and your timeline to get back out there?
Yeah, it is a bit of an odd one, this injury, which is just a bit of my luck that I'm having at the minute. Got a fracture in my shoulder blade, so a scapula, which was just from a bump in my chest, and it somehow ricocheted through to my back, and a little nick in it. But from first diagnosis early in the process, it's probably a good result, the outcome. So I'm at 8 weeks and got the tick off last night from the doctor and this morning from the physio to return next week. So that's exciting.
Very good. And in terms of the team, so you've made a really solid start, Torquay Tigers. You have had a couple of losses, though, so to Queenscliff and to Ammo, so you're all at the top of the ladder. What's the general feel amongst the group in light of having those two losses to teams up around in the same position as you and, you know, where you sit this season?
Yeah, it is I've actually had a few people over the last few weeks say the same sort of thing, that we haven't really competed too well against those top teams, especially Ammo's. We've got full faith in what we're doing, and we have adjusted a fair bit game style wise to previous years. So whether that's just taking a little bit for the boys to get used to, a little bit different personnel around, and positional changes and whatnot, that again just might take a little bit. But yeah, we feel like we're on the right path, and yeah, obviously we all back Dom in with what he's got planned for us. So hopefully the second half of the year, yeah, we can really put it to those top sides.
Chook, do you get nervous when you see my number come up in your phone going, Kingy's obviously heard I've got hurt again?
I must admit, after the shoulder, when it popped up, I'm like, how the hell did King find out about this? Because we tried to keep this one pretty quiet until we knew what was going on. But yeah, you don't miss a beat.
he knows everything about you, Chook. Just about your shoulder, don't worry about that.
Well, that's good. It's all good stuff.
That's the least of your worries.
Do you get to those, and you and I did speak, and you thought, oh God, is this it? Like, do I just pull the pin? As the body's just gone through so much. Are you getting close to going, if you had one more, you'd just go, all right, I think my body's telling me.
100%. I sort of said that coming back in after my knee, that if I got one more serious injury, that would probably pull me up. And then, funnily enough, it happened 10 minutes into the first game back. And I definitely had some heavy thoughts, but there was my phone ran pretty hot post that injury, and for some pretty important people in my life, like Gerald Fitzgerald was one who called and just sort of reiterated that what I've got here with life and the kids running around, and how special that is, and that he's still got faith that I can still play good footy. And then Mark Hovey called, Cam Healy, like some really important people that backed me in and just reassured me that I've still got the capacity and the ability to do it. Just hang in there and hoping my luck will turn. So yeah, that was pretty special. And yeah, like, I am blessed with the kids, the age they are, and how invested they are in their footy. I'd be silly to throw it away.
Dane Swan speaking as we speak to you right now in a function inside the Roger Boak room here at McCartney Oval. Have you had a little listen to the former 36 from Collingwood?
I haven't. I just assumed everyone up there would be listening to K-Rock. So Swanee's put aside for a little bit, I think. But no, I haven't been up. I seen him walk in, and he was pretty casually dressed, and as he does, and hood on. Looked like he may have had a couple of pre-beers maybe, but... he's staying at RSEV, I've been told, so he's hanging around for the night, which would be interesting.
Watch out at the Torquay Hotel tonight, gee whiz. Chuck, are you a good watcher of football? Or are you getting better at it?
I'm getting better, and I probably had this... I have gone a bit differently about how I'm doing it this year. Last year I was pretty invested in the coaching side of things, yep. standing with Dom, whereas this year I've gone a bit of a different approach with this injury, and I'm actually helping Matty Scarlett and Darren Milburn with the under-16s, Torquay, and watching the senior footy from afar by myself and trying to negotiate and work out what opposition are trying to do to us without having Dom there, and just because I am aiming to go down that field.
I was going to say, is that a forerunner to you actually getting into the coaching caper?
Yeah, 100%. I love footy, and I can't see my family being away from the footy club at all. So chewing into Scullo and Dasher now as well, just a different voice and a different sort of age group to tap into. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of not really saying anything around Dom and that. I'm sort of just being a sponge this year rather than trying to have my opinion. And sort of just work out what, if I was the coach in the future, what my philosophy would be, a coaching philosophy, and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, going into that sponge mode, which I'm loving, because it is pretty peaceful watching the footy.
Sort of a nice little apprenticeship, I suppose, really, isn't it?
In terms
of that transition from, still being a key player when you can play, but also then being able to learn off blokes like that. I mean, you can't get better than Gleeson, Scarlett and Milburn.
Yeah, which is amazing. I've been pretty lucky with that. I've had a pretty good relationship, or close relationship, with Scarlett for a few years now, and he's been nothing but unbelievable and supportive of when I was playing. He was at Bowen Heads, and we'd always catch up, and now that his twins are coming through the age group, he's been amazing. So,
for Paul Works, speaking with injured Torquay star Chuck Anderson, got a dirty pull of spark, called Paul Works, Geelong Torquay and Ocean Grove. Here's Matty Dowling.
Chuck, what are some of the things that you have picked up from those coaches? Obviously, when you spend some time with great minds, you get some of your own ideas. What have they been under the two years?
It's been interesting. It's sort of, Dom's got his ways of how he, he's a very, and so am I, a very relationship-driven type of coach. Scarlo's quite tactical with how he does it. Obviously, he's a bit challenging it with under-16s and what you can and can't do in that age group, but just the way his mind works, and then even what he's learnt at AFL clubs of just little things to tinker in with, like when to attack with the ball, when to not to attack with the ball, when to handball through stoppage rather than kick, which Dom's been amazing at. Sort of drip feeding everywhere, and then Gerald Fitzgerald as well is someone I catch up with for coffee a fair bit. And he's more so on that philosophy side of what you want to do and what just three main aspects of coaching would be.
And then to add another name in, you have Travis Boak come down and spend time around the footy club this year. He's obviously brought some fantastic energy and enthusiasm to the group and to the whole club.
Yeah, he's been amazing. Going into the year, it was sort of mentioned he'd probably only play like 5 to 10 games, where he played that first game and he absolutely loved it, and he's like fully invested now. It's pretty amazing to see, like in our WhatsApp group, the player WhatsApp group, he messages in if he's not playing and gives a bit of a motivational message, and then post game, within 20 minutes after the game, he's already writing in saying, bloody oath boys, like great win, whatnot. So his investment is incredible. I haven't had a whole lot to do with him outside of game day, but his investment has been awesome. So hopefully I don't think he's playing today, but in the next few weeks I think he's available again.
So we know he's not.
He's not?
No.
I wasn't actually sure.
It's okay. Kingy knows everything.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Actually, you're the one who broke the news he wasn't playing.
No, Marty Lanyard coughed it up on Tuesday.
Oh, when you're early checking doors. It when you're on the site, Ricky.
He goes, you know, Buck's not playing. I went, okay, fair enough, Buck's not playing.
I don't know if he's here. I wouldn't be surprised if he's here.
No, he's at the VFL.
Oh, is
Carlton.
He?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Playing Geelong right now, by the way, and at half time of that clash at Princess Park, 44-33, the Cats lead around the grounds for the Sporting Globe Geelong. Chuck, we love talking to you, but we love calling you when you're playing, and we look forward to that happening in the second half of the season. I suspect we'll see you in September at some stage, if not before, if we don't get to a Torquay game between now and the end of the home and away season. But good luck. Great to see you back next week. Looking forward to you running around in the yellow and black again, and please stay out of trouble.
Thank you, gents. Love the work you folks do, and I'm looking forward to playing 12 in a row.
Good work. Chuck Anderson, Lucas Anderson joining us.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.